Hello, this is John Alsop. This is your Internet Marketing 5 a Day. We'll start off with there's a lot of evidence that says that forum activity drives sales success, essentially. But you can't just jump into a forum and start selling people stuff. You will get flamed out of existence. The reason that forums, I mean, it's a very kind of quick and easy thing to say, but the reason that forums work, or the reason that that forums lead to sales success, is because in order to survive in a forum, you have to contribute. You have to give good advice, participate in the forum. You have to know what you're doing, know what you're talking about. You have to have respect for everyone. You have to share and support. And all of those things build your credibility. So, and within a forum, you have people who are equally interested in your subject. So whether you're a surfing person or a cat lover or, you know, a fly fisher person or whatever, I'm going to have to answer that phone. Right, back from that phone call. So whether, you know, whatever your interest, whatever your business, whatever your hobby is, whatever you're interested in buying, you will probably find a community of like-minded people, and you will find you'll go there for questions and advice, and within that community, you'll have leaders who have proven themselves by giving, by always being there, by giving consistent advice, by showing themselves not to be biased, you know, by having an opinion perhaps, but that the opinion's legitimate because it comes from experience, it comes from, and it doesn't, you know, they're not making any money from it, or they're not apparently making any money from it. So, if you want to gain the benefits, and there are massive benefits from forums, you are going to have to act that way and become a leader within a forum. And that's only going to come after, you know, consistently taking part and you know, you can think of it in terms of it being a year away at least before you are trusted and accepted and become known to people. But your customers, your potential customers, are in those forums, and if you want to influence them, you got to be there. And of course, every time you post into a forum, in your footer, in your sign off, in your signature, you probably have a link to your website. You may give links to your website. And so all of that provides inbound links, which is good for search engine optimization and raises you in the search. So all of that is good stuff. And you would find if you're in a market and you don't know where the forums are, then, you know, that's not so good. Go looking. And if you put in fly fishing forum or cat forum or, you know, DIY forum or whatever your subject area is, into Google, and you'll see various forums, and you'll see which ones are active and which ones are not. And I mean, sometimes they are in closed areas like LinkedIn, or they could be Facebook groups, although that's a bit less of a thing now. So you may find them in other areas as well, behind signups, and you need the memberships and so on. So, you know, ask around, ask your customers whether they're members of forums, but it is really important. It has high leverage, so do your best to contribute to forums, and you'll also learn a lot, and you'll hear a lot about your market. You'll know about the trends. You'll see what people are excited about. You'll see the how people view different competing products and so on. So it's not all one way. It's not all you devoting time to it in order to get a benefit in 3 years' time. Okay, so next up is just to let you know that there's a thing called box.net that lets you share files on LinkedIn. And it means you can add files to your profile. So whether you want to share a PDF or something like that. And it also lets you share files with your colleagues, so you can actually kind of work together on LinkedIn. So whether that's useful or not. Now, this is something that I'm quite guilty of. I'm kind of wordy. I like just saying things. I like, you know, novels and books and graphic design. I love it, but I'm really, it's kind of an alien language to me. So I don't, have good judgment in that area particularly. And so this message is for me. It's how we say something is just as important as what we are saying. That's the message. How we say something is just as important as what we are saying. So all of that business about the first impression, when somebody arrives on a website, what the thing looks like, and the kind of layout and the context within which what you say is presented, all of that is of equal importance to what you're saying. So consider them both equally. Just a personal thing for me, if you start your Twitter profile passionate about, personally, I won't read the rest of it. And actually, I'll go further than that. I won't listen to anything else that you say. I have the same reaction if someone says thinking out of the box. These are trite sayings. They're lazy. They mean that people are not really thinking. And for me, it's a switch off. It's a kind of I see you're stupid. Sorry, but that's what's going on in the back of my mind. I mean, I'm a marketer, so I have to be honest about these things. That's the judgment. If someone starts saying those things, my judgment is this person is not thinking, not worth listening to. So you've got to be careful about how you word your Twitter profile. And the final thing is just, everybody wants a make money button. Everybody wants to install something and have their business double. And a lot of the sales stuff, the internet marketing sales stuff, is about that. We did this and we got £1,000 a day, and you can do it too. And we're selling you the plan. It's a make money button. Everybody wants it. Everybody wants to make money without doing any work. But from what I've seen, I've tried a lot of those systems. I know people who've tried a lot of systems like that. They're great memes. So actually, when I go and practice I play in a band, I go practice there, and there are tales going around there of people who have done this and they became a millionaire. And this is among people who are not business oriented. It's just a kind of a meme that travels among people. They managed to see this. It's a trick. They managed to find a trick, a way through, a chink in the wall, and they got through. And it memes and it shares. I'm not really sure that that's useful. I think, no, we have to be careful about this. What I'm going to say is work hard and be persistent. Now, I have to be careful that that's not a meme put there by, you know, the powers that be that want us to be subservient workers in a system of their creation, all of that good stuff. You know, we do have to be careful about that. But more often than not, work hard, be persistent is actually what's behind success in internet marketing. Because if you think about it, if there's a trick, it won't be long before everybody knows the trick. So then everybody's equal again. So it pays, obviously, to keep your ear to the ground and to listen out for what people are doing to get ahead and keep in touch with the new stuff. But effectively, if you think about Google and search engine optimization, and you choose a phrase and you say, I want to be on the top of that phrase, a search phrase, then, you know, there are only 10 people, 10 websites at the top of that Google results table for in that country for that phrase. And the ones who are at the top are the ones who are doing the most and acting smartest. And doing the most doesn't mean, you know, I've worked all day at it today. It means that they've done the most over the last few years. It's ongoing, it's hard work, it's persistence, and it's constant improvement. Those are the things that Google recognizes to get you to the top of search. So there's no magic button. It is just doing all the right things and sticking at it. So that's the secret of success from from me. And with that, I'll leave you, and we'll talk again tomorrow. All right, thank you for listening. Goodbye.